You have reached Wendell's Rock and Jewelry. Please press any button to leave us a text. Otherwise, stay on the line and the next available person will answer your call. Thank you. Bye-bye.
This call will be recorded.
Hello, this is Wendell. How can I help you?
Hi, it sounds like Miss Tammy's probably busy.
She's eating lunch. Do you want to talk to her?
Oh, if she's free, it's just Aubrey. If she's not free, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, I'll go get her.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hi, love. I don't want to interrupt your lunch, but I've got some really awesome stuff that I wanted to share, and I couldn't get you on the phone earlier this week when I tried.
Okay. What you got?
I am texting it over to you now because I didn't want to just spam you and then you show up with all of this, holy crap, why is she doing this to me? But we have a 20-carat, beautiful, large, huge diamond that I found out about. So I did the crafty thing that Aubrey does, and I created this little pine cone because I'm really into pine cone crafts right now for whatever reason. They look like flowers. They're gorgeous. And I made a treat, and I created this little, we'll call it a campaign of sorts. But it is based on just creating really good content so that you can put out natural big diamonds. I get that not a lot of people have people that can buy this 20-carat diamond, but, hey, maybe somebody from your hometown has you on their Facebook page or your social media, and or maybe somebody needs a 2-carat, 3-carat, 4-carat. Let's just talk it and put it out there and let's manifest it for everybody. And the Charlie and the Elf Zero to Hero pine cone tree concept I thought was super cute because I remembered I had an old Charlie and the Elf when I was going through all of my old stuff, getting rid of it. I had a costume that I never put him in. He was always a DJ when it was Trey's turn and a cheerleader when it was Nevaeh's turn. And Charlie was his name, so it could go either way. I kind of planned it perfectly when my kids were young. But I had a superhero costume. So I created a little like campaign for you to use some of these little photos I took of this big, huge, it's the size of a freaking quarter. I was scared to touch it. But, yeah, I did all of that so that we could do that, and I thought, hey, I'm going to start sending it off to people because it's content that not everybody has one of these bad boys sitting around, right?
Yep.
So that's what I'm just letting you know that. Go back to lunch. I created a little kind of mock version of here are some examples of social media verbiage if you'd like to use it or adapt it and change it to your own Charlie Elf on the Shelf concept. The one thing I will know about that is if you start it right after Thanksgiving, like some of the other industries and stores that I've heard to do this, it actually starts them thinking about Christmas sooner, similar to the concept of it gets cold or it starts snowing and then people start shopping. Start them thinking right at Small Business Saturday and attach it to a Toys for Tot campaign or like a lot of my stores. Yeah. They're like, why can't we do that? I'm like, you could. This is great. But be careful with hashtags. Three or more hashtags now. I know Instagram isn't doing a repost. And if you add a link to anything, so don't link, obviously you wouldn't link RDI, but don't add any extra links to anything because these social media platforms want you to stay on their platform and not hop from like Twitter to Instagram to Facebook. So they don't push your feed as much. So that's just an overall little thing I learned too.
Okay.
I'm sending it over right now, my love.
All right, thanks.
Bye, hon.